Welcome to the website of Living in Jesus, listening to the Bible explaining programs. May the Word of God bless you every day with your listening.
Friends, welcome to listen and view the message offered by Living in Jesus Ministries. I'm Brother Moses, the preaching minister of this ministry. Today's message is for our annual Share Song, 2021 Share Song and Spiritual Revival. Last year, the theme is Accumulate Your Treasure in Heaven. This year, our Share Song theme is Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury. Verses from Mark, chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. Here I read the message for you. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw two mites, which make a quadrum. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow had put in more than all those who have given to their treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Share Song is a end-year challenge. Each year we have Share Song from middle November to December. Challenge people, check their faith, see if they do money offering according to the teachings of Jesus. So the purpose we have a Share Song and the spiritual revival is not only for our ministry but for the kingdom of God. We challenge your faith to offering money to your church, to the ministry you're involved in, also to our ministries. If you listen and get spiritual edified, help and spiritual growth here by listening. We explain the message verse by verse and use Jesus' truth to challenge your heart. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. God knows everything about us, not only take care of our daily life. He also sees if we obey his teaching, include our donation to the house of God. Jesus watched the crowd how to give their money. He knew the details of their financial situation. Even Jesus, not sat there, he still knew and knew everything. In every generation, believers and unbelievers, he knew everything about every person why he sit there. We will talk about his purpose later. We just think about we do money offering. We know God only see how much we donate all. We know God know all of our financial situations. Today's question, we talk about how their lives has been renewed by God, but many of them dislike to talk about their money dedication to God. They may ignore that God always watch their lives and hearts. Why? Because it's easy for them to talk about, I'm a sinner. I accept Jesus as my Savior. I follow Jesus. Now I attend church service. I study Bible. I involve services at church. I do lots of work for church or for ministries or lead people to God. But never talk about how much money we donate to the kingdom of God. Because it looks like privacy cannot let others know that. But God knows everything. We should fear of God. Know that God always watching us. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw two mites which make a cauldron. We see the picture, like a movie picture. Jesus sit opposite treasury, and the people come this way, donate money there. The rich people not a few. Many rich people, they carried money like a big bag, very heavy, threw in the big box, like a container, threw there, make a huge sound, boom. When the poor widow get her chance to throw 2 mites, there's no sound come back. People pay attention, look at those who carry much money. Also, this picture reminded me that this is a Old Testament religious requirement, so-called tithe. So believers do money offering according to their incomes. Therefore, God gives them the teaching of tithe, which is reasonable and feasible. What means reasonable? Because God does not ask for your all money, only 10% of income. The whole year, you have income only over 10%. You use 90% for your living. So it's reasonable. Also for people in different financial situations, they can do that. Even poor people, they can do because they have less income. Just donate less money. So rich people who donate more have no reason to boast. And it also comforts the hearts of poor people who donate less. Only in this way can we understand that God not only see how much we give, but also know our mentality and our hearts as well as our financial situation. We also already talked about Jesus all know everything. So God requires us, we should use our faith and love to give money and to follow God's teaching. That is an important aspect of discipleship in Jesus. Discipleship. New Testament is different from religious duty and the behaviors in the Old Testament. So we should think about what means discipleship. People talk about discipleship at church is attending like a Sunday school, join ministries. But few churches teach them should be store of God, as give all ownership to God. To donate money, not only tithes, maybe more than tithes, use our faith, love to God. This is called money dedication and discipleship bound together. This tests people's heart, especially our Chinese people, like Jewish people, the same, love accumulate money. Jesus challenged us to give away our money to the kingdom of God. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury." This sentence, if we look at a little bit strange, unbelievable. Jesus has a purpose of watching their offering. I talk about said there. He wants to use that event to train his disciples and let them know what is the faith offering that is far above tithe. His voice emphasized the importance of this kind of discipleship. Here, Jesus say, I from the mouth of God has the power of deity, so he can have the heavenly authority to order disciples to follow his teaching. If you read the Gospels, you find that Jesus, "I said to you, I told you, truly, truly, I tell you, truly, truly, I say to you," this is a very important teaching followed. We must pay attention. So his voice emphasized the importance of this kind of a deception, but his disciples may not understand. I assume that if people told you like $10,000 is less than $1, if we think about this, crazy, unbelievable. So here, the same meaning, the huge amount of money given by many rich people is less than 2 mites. Why? The view of God is above ours. If church people use human view to judge donation, they may honor the rich and look down the poor. But Jesus only look at their faith and their love to God. Jesus not only look at the amount of money, he look at the percentage of their donation. Maybe those rich people just fulfill the religious duty, just give 10% their income to the house of God. But they don't offer more than that. So Jesus look at something beyond this thing, this picture, back to their life, back to their inner heart, back to their whole family life. If church people use human view to judge donation, they may honor the rich and look down the poor. But Jesus only look at their faith and their love to God. We should understand the view of God. We should understand Jesus' heart, Jesus' will. Jesus gave the reason. He said, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Means the poor widow gave her 100% money to the house of God. Comparing with other rich people, they only 10%, maybe less 10%, maybe a little more than 10%. That comparison proves Jesus' teaching is right. So Jesus told his disciples the reason why he did a total different measurement. The poor widow did her whole dedication, but others did their offering without faith, just a religious action, or called religious duty. Here we may know why Jesus did not teach tithe. If you read out all chapters from four Gospels, Jesus never mentioned the word tithe or tithing. For God wants to set up a high standard for believers, high standards is a faith offering. Jesus used the poor widow's offering. Give us a challenge. Give us an example to follow. He asked his disciples to succeed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees who use tithes to honor themselves. If you read the Gospel, you find Jesus used a parable, a Pharisee and another like a tax collector, both go to the temple to pray there. The Pharisee mentioned what wonderful things he did. He's an honored person, he's a righteous person because he did tithes according to the religious duty. But Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, if you cannot exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. This means they did the tithe. You should did much more than tithe. They don't have a born again. You must be born again. So, totally different. The Old Testament focuses on behavior. The New Testament, the truth of New Testament, Jesus' truth, focuses on renewed heart, renewed life. Here, Jesus did not mention faith and love. We read the whole paragraph, four verses. Jesus never mentioned faith, love there. But his words about the poor widow is praise her faith and love. By reading, we found out Jesus praised her faith and love because he gave her whole life, all money, to the house of God. After that, what happened? God would take care of her life. God would take care of her life. God used all things together, make good for her. So this is a good message for this year, sharers, challenge our heart. Now let us change pictures. The historic picture Jesus set opposite treasury, watching people offering money there. Here we see that another picture Jesus still set opposite, not treasury. Jesus set opposite our hearts, watching our life and offerings. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. God used money offering to test our faith and spiritual life. And Jesus knows if we love God or love the world. It's like two choices. You cannot choose both. You only choose one, only one. If you love the world, you cannot love God. If you love God, you only love God. You cannot love the world. Here, I give you three challenging questions to different believers according to your spiritual life. The first question, if we do not test, we have not been born again. The first question, if we do not test, do not do tithing, do not offer 10% of income to the house of God, we have not been born again. Why? This is a tough question. Also conclusion. Because I have a teaching of a topic, you must be born again. It's the first command from Jesus. Jesus have seven commands. I summarize, Jesus have seven commands to his disciples. This is the first one. If you open the book of Gospel of John, chapter 3, from verse 1 to 8, you read, you find out that. If not born again, we cannot see the kingdom. We cannot enter the kingdom of God. During my teachings, I talk about, for those who are born again, they will do tests. But not every people who do tests means they born again. I give an example, the Pharisees and the scribes, they do tests, but they have no new life in Jesus. They only follow religious duty. So there's many evidence about a born again Christian, her or his life witness. One of them is money dedication. If you check your spiritual life, no such thing happened. Only give a little bit money, not 10%. Check and ask a question if you have not burned again. If you confirm you have not burned again, it's a good thing. If you say, oh, I'm burned again, you just say you are saved, but this is not the judgment from God. And the last day, what happened if you're not burned again? So, if you're not burned again, follow Jesus' truth. Totally, truly believe God, confess, receive Holy Spirit, the spiritual baptism, total change your life from in and out. You will see difference. Second challenge question. If we can test, do we have more faith to offer more money? This question. If we fulfill so-called Old Testament religious duty, we offer 10% of income. We cannot say we finished there and satisfied. No. There's only low standard. Jesus gave a high standard faith offering. So we still face challenge. Can we offer more money, more than tithes? If we find difficult, we need help. The help from the Word of God. The help from the Holy Spirit. So in general, if we live in Jesus and our hearts are fulfilled with the Holy Spirit, we definitely follow the teachings of Jesus' truth. So this is a key. Also, the third challenge question, for those who are on the way of following Jesus and learning Purvedo, can we continue to this like a commitment? It's not easy. If something happened like a financial crisis, or maybe like a family member has a serious illness and something happened, there's a challenge on our heart and shake our faith. So we should focus on Jesus and take up the cross, follow Jesus. So for spiritual life, the whole life we face spiritual warfare. We need Jesus at any moment. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you to take care of life. Give us sunshine, water from rain, and crops, fruits, all kinds of food. Also give up breath to survive our life, our function, body, to enjoy the life you give us. Also, to give your Son, use his blood to forgive our sin, and to use his example to let us follow Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your example. You treated disciples. Just as today you said before me, watch me, teach me. Also teach every listener the views Also, we pray for the Holy Spirit to touch everyone's heart. You see a powerful truth, change our hearts. We accept your help because we are so weak. Every time we face challenge from the world, face temptation from Satan, from surrounding situations, we need your help. We need the spiritual renew. God, please help us. Help this sharers and revival, all listeners and viewers. God, use our vessel, living Jesus ministries, to spread your gospel, the pure and full gospel, the challenge words to touch people's hearts. Let them totally repent, not follow religious belief, but living in Jesus and follow Jesus. Make their life changed, more like Jesus, and give their ownership to you. Help us become your faithful servants. Serve you only, not of the world. Oh God, please help us. We give you honor, power, praise forever. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.